Welcome to Inside the Disney Vault, the podcast where we watch every Disney animated movie in chronological order and we talk about it. I'm Rachel.
I'm Oscar.
I'm Claire.
And what's that behind that banana tree?
Oh my God, there's a person behind that banana tree.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's from the podcast, Play Favorites with Shane Lennon. It's Shane Lennon.
Oh, hey.
Hi. Hey guys. How long have you been in the vault for?
Oh, I share a timeshare with Trust the Bachelor Process. The ladies in that. Yeah.
So. Oh, wow. They're in here too? Mm-hmm. Oh, they're gosh. Here,
so. No, I have it right now.
You guys DVC members? Disney Vacation Club?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
This is a very hot listing. It's hard to get it.
Yeah.
I'm at Pluto level.
Level. Okay. Wow. Yeah, that's working my way up. Real intense.
Oh, my God. Well, there's so much other stuff in this vault here today, you guys.
So much stuff.
What do you see?
I didn't even think about what I see. I see so many things. I see so many dancers and flowing skirts.
Oh, okay. Oscar, what do you
see? Oh, I see a lot of flowers in the sky.
Flowers in the sky.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Jane, what are you seeing?
I see horny birds.
Horny birds.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow. A lot of birds.
Wow, yeah, there are a lot of horny birds.
Yeah. Wow. Rachel, what do you see?
Oh, I saw that banana tree. Shay was hiding behind. I also see lots of cactuses.
So many cactuses.
Yeah. Of cacti? Course.
Cacti.
Cacti.
Of
right.
course we are That's talking it. About
the three caballeros. Yay.
All right. You guys are kind of the three caballeros.
Oh my
we
God.
Are. Oh, wait, we're the three caballeros. The three caballeros.
Three Caballeros. Everyone knows this movie, right?
Yeah, everyone should know this movie.
Cinderella, then everyone knows this one, right?
Yeah. So from 19.
I love that Cinderella was your number one.
I know.
Cinderella's a big one. That was a big one.
Number one Disney movie.
1944. Wow. This was a movie that was created by Disney in order to improve United States relations with South American countries. So it's kind of part of what they call the package films, which we've already talked about. One of those that was Salidos Amigos,
which was
a couple weeks ago. And of course, it's around the time of World War II, mm-hmm. which we talked about last episode. Mm-hmm. Oh,
Victory cool. through Air Power.
Oh, yes.
I just want to say one little thing about Victory through Air Power.
Yeah.
We mentioned last time where John was talking about like how some parts should have been live action.
Yeah.
Where, remember that part where they were like throwing bombs and someone was throwing a bomb with their hands?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this might be just a topical thing, but recently I saw Wonder Woman. And this is not a spoiler for the movie at all, but Wonder Woman takes place in World War II.
Spoiler.
World War II spoiler.
Major spoiler. It's World War
II. I hadn't heard of that war.
Was it? I thought it was World War I for some reason.
No, World War II.
Okay.
Or maybe, no, it's definitely World War II. She fights Nazis.
No, she...
Or she fights...
Guys, I'm going to...
Wow, you guys,
Google
this is way too many spoilers for
anyway,
me.
Anyway, whatever. Okay, so that's not important. What's important is that Steve Rogers or whatever that guy's name is.
Captain America.
Steve Harvey.
Steve.
Not Chris.
Yeah, Chris Pine. Yes. Chris. Steve something. Whatever his
He has a
last name.
It's not Steve Rogers, but it's
but
close.
But it's so similar. It's like so basic. Anyway, so...
Steve Trevor,
yeah, there you go. Steve Trevor was flying on a plane and then was dropping a bomb with his hand.
Oh,
that sounds like World War One to me.
Yeah, it was really? World War One.
Oh, oops. Well,
so you're saying they should have taken that sequence from the new Wonder Woman movie and put it in Victory Through Air Power.
Exactly.
Victory Through Air Power would be phenomenal.
Yeah. So I saw when that happened, I was like, Victory Through Air Power, and everyone in the movie theater looked at me like I was crazy.
Or they were like, shut up.
That's just because you're like super educated in
That's
your
right.
Disney.
I knew what was up.
You knew what
well,
was up.
All right. So Three Caballeros. Let's learn a little bit more what we have here. It was the last Disney animated feature released during World War II.
Mm-hmm. Two.
And
that's where you got the World War II thing.
It
never received a proper sequel, though three of its featured characters, Donald Duck, Jose how do we say his last name?
Karaoke.
And the Araquan bird, which is that guy's name, which I did not catch.
No, the
clown. It's the clowny one. It's the one with the shirt.
The laughing song, though.
Yeah. He's the one who wears a shirt.
Okay, so not the other guy. Okay. No. No. So all those guys have segments in Melody Time.
Melody Time.
And it's based on a comic book.
What is? What?
This movie.
On a comic book?
What? Yeah. It's a little, Three Caballeros.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all I have for you right now.
I know they have a ride at Disney World that's the Three Caballeros.
What's it like?
They took the boat ride in the Mexican Pavilion at Epcot and they made it Three Caballeros. And it's basically they're like the two of them are looking for Donald because he ran off somewhere. So they're flying on that carpet thing and they're like, Donald. And then it ends with like big, like it looks like it's a small world. And there's like fireworks and like little dancing children.
And you like have to take mushrooms before you go on it.
Yeah.
So it's like the movie. So
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Totally.
It is.
It's exactly like it.
There's a lot. There was a lot happening. I did not know what this movie was about at all.
Me neither.
And I feel
Does it have a plot?
No.
I don't think so.
Kind of.
Donald's birthday.
Sorry, I cut you off.
No, that's okay. I mean, I was just going to say, I feel like I've seen the cover art, which is the drawing of the three of them. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was just about these cowboys who go to some town and visited somewhere, but it's not about that at all.
Nope. Rachel, what would you say the plot of this movie is?
It's Donald's birthday and he gets gifts from his friends.
His two friends.
Yeah. And each gift is a different segment.
Yep.
It's like
weird that Mickey didn't give Donald any presents, where's Goofy's present?
Well, the weird thing is, I looked up because I was like, I don't think that's actually Donald's birthday on a 13th. Because it's Friday the 13th.
Yeah, Friday the 13th.
It says that his actual birthday is June 9th.
What?
I read another fact that said on somewhere else... It's
March 13th.
Yeah.
March 13th.
What?
He has two birthdays.
Why does he have two birthdays?
Because he's a duck.
Because I think it's like that thing of when he was first introduced. And then in this movie, he was given another birthday.
Ah.
Yeah.
It's canon now, so.
Yeah.
it's Friday the 13th.
Right.
Sorry, it's got to be Friday the 13th.
I mean, that's very telling about Donald, his birthday.
He has two birthdays.
Super, super humbrand.
But I forgot how much I love Donald at first. I was like, oh, he's so cute. but then towards the end, I was like, Donald.
Has Donald always been a horn dog?
No.
No.
Not that I've known.
No, he's like a curmudgeon. That's his thing, right?
Yeah, he's just kind of like.
Yeah.
Well, I noticed
this is like a very specific part of his personality.
He seems to feel feelings very intensely, no matter what they are.
Yes.
He's kind of like Tinkerbell, because Tinkerbell can only feel one feeling at a time, which is why she's either really happy or really angry. Mm-hmm. Donald's kind of like that, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where he's either like angry, happy, or
horny. But
he's
very vocal about it.
Yeah.
So he opens his presents in what appears to be a vacant photo studio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what it's just is with
like
that
a red room?
Background.
Big like red room.
Red abyss.
Very weird. Also, did anyone understand what he was saying at the beginning?
No, I don't think I understood most of the things he said.
Yeah, I always have a hard time understanding Donald, and I feel like I'm left out of a secret because...
I think that I speak Donald.
Yeah, I mean, like, there are people who speak Donald fluently, and like, I don't understand him.
My dad speaks Donald. He has a Donald Duck voice.
I can understand. Wait, I mean, he's gotten better.
Donald Duck impression?
If you do like a...
That's pretty good.
Wait.
Can you say something?
No.
I can't talk.
Can you say words?
I feel like I used to be better at it.
Does this sound like hello?
If you could see Oscar's face right now.
Does this sound like hello?
No.
That's it. I don't like kill me.
Yeah.
I think it's like the side.
What is happening right now? Oh my god.
Oh, there. It's the back of the throat.
What is it?
Oh.
Ew. Whoa, that sounded so strange.
You could do it.
Wait, do it again.
Oh. It is the back of the throat. Guys, I've been trying this to do a Donald Duck impression for like a long time. That's a huge breakthrough.
Rachel.
Rachel just spit on the ground.
like Rachel's uvula is on the floor.
Dang it. I dropped it.
It's like kind of Donald Duck, but also.
Guys, it sounds great on the headphones.
Oh, great. I'm going to do the rest of the podcast that way.
I'm doing that too.
At Disney, you guys.
Gosh, we've become monsters.
You guys should hire these two.
Thank you. In case you're looking for two so-so Donald Duck replacements.
Whatever. I thought I had a good idea.
I liked it.
We'll work on it. All right. So the first sequence has Donald watching a movie about South America and how he has a bunch of relatives there.
No, you forgot Pablo the Penguin.
No. This was the intro to Pablo.
Oh. I got some beef with this.
Okay.
So this is the intro to Pablo. Yeah, Penguin's all at the South Pole. Pablo begins, and he's a very cold penguin. And
oh, yeah. He's a cold-blooded penguin.
In the heat, like Olaf. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Okay, Shane.
I have beef with the movie.
Already?
Why? Already?
Okay. We follow Pablo.
Yeah.
Though we don't get to hear him speak because he's not a, what's the word? You know, what's the one, you know? Things that don't talk.
Anthropomorphic.
Okay, so he doesn't get to talk. There's a narrator.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
But we follow him for a while and we hear a story. Why doesn't the penguin get to be a caballero?
That's a great good question. Point. He's completely
it's just
separate.
Mean, okay, that's all it's, I wanted to say. Yeah, he's a cute penguin.
Well, it is true too because that's before the rest of the movie starts. It just seems completely extra.
It's like, hey, here's some information, and oh, now here's all of your friends.
Right.
I don't know.
Sad. I don't know.
It made me sad.
Well,
that's all I wanted to
the
say.
Narrator was Sterling Holloway, who was the voice of the Cheshire Cat and Winnie the Pooh.
Oh. Yeah. What a unique voice.
Everyone do your Cheshire Cat Winnie the Pooh voice now.
Oh, gosh.
No. It's like a...
No, that's not it.
That's Mad Hatter.
Oh, that's
Oscar refuses to take part in any of it.
No, I won't do those so voices.
You probably are the most.
Bother.
Excuse me? What does that mean?
That was good.
That was good. That was no. That was Winnie the Pooh.
Oh no!
It sounds like a sleepy. Person.
Like that's a sleepy person. Yeah. Also sounds kind of like an old woman.
Yeah. But it's not British. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll work on it.
To me, he sounds like Truman Capote. Winnie the Pooh sounds like Truman Capote.
Truman Capote.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm pretty sure I've seen Pablo the Penguin in some kind of Christmas parade at Disney.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Have I seen him with like a sombrero on with like the tassels? Or am I thinking of some?
I think you're thinking of something. Or I'm confusing him with the penguins in Mary Poppins.
That could also be.
Oh, that was probably. Yeah.
They danced on Main Street.
Very true.
Yeah. These were really strange penguins because all the penguins are different proportions.
Right. Yeah, which I love.
I really like the
I love
tall
the personality.
One.
Yeah, the really sad tall
the
one.
Sad the sad one tall who one. Might be mentally handicapped.
Oh, no. He was
or he's a drunk. I can tell what they're trying to say with like they don't explain
there's something
his dopiness.
There. There's
he's just kind of like he just doesn't look right.
Oh man,
he's great though. I liked him a lot. Hey, he sticks by Pablo.
Yeah. For some reason, I assumed he was the mayor of that town because he broke the glass. He like baptized the quote unquote
ship.
Wait,
totally christened
did.
It.
Did christened man. It. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. One time baptized. I said christened it, and I was like, that's all right.
Christian Dior.
He Christianed the ship.
He Christianed the ship.
Yeah.
He baptized it.
Sent it to God.
So he's got to have some sort of political power in that town.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It seemed like he's the only person around because Pablo kept trying to leave the South Pole. He couldn't. And everyone's like there to wave bye to him. And then they get tired of it until he's the only one who will wave goodbye. So he probably just like, yo, break this on my ship. I got to like, we got to do this right.
What do you think Pablo's deal was? Like, why?
He just hated the cold.
But like,
he's
why?
He's never satisfied. It's like that's those people right. that like that move to LA because they're like, oh, it'd be better. And then they move back right. to New York. And then they're like, oh, I hate it moving back to.
I think it's a direct correlation.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what it stands for. It's like
when he was floating away, though, it reminded me of an elf when he's like, mm-hmm. when the narwhal comes up and he's like, bye, buddy. Oh, yeah, hope like, you find your dad.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very funny. He's like, I know, I'll make a boat. And then just cut a chunk of ice out.
It's
yeah.
very cute. And the blanket of fog was really funny, too.
It was so funny. The Pablo short, I thought, was really cute. And it had a lot of physical gags, a lot of butt play, which is a huge theme.
You love butt.
I'm going to bring it up.
Every time.
But every single.
Like, when he's like hating his little
toe. Exactly. But. Yes, yes. Yeah.
But
my theory is that Walt Disney loves butts.
Oh.
Every single movie I've seen, except Victory Through Air, that's not true. No. And even in Victory Through Air Power, there was this focus on butts.
Wow.
One of the Wright brothers had a big butt.
Had a very big butt.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't like butts, though? Come on.
That's true.
Butts are funny. See, the thing is, I think it's because butts are funny.
Butts are funny.
Not a sexual thing.
No, it's not. It's funny, but not offensive.
Right. It's not. Exactly. I don't say it like, Walt Disney's a pervert.
No,
because
you say Walt's a butt man.
He is a butt man.
Yeah, the way you say it. And you say
butts are funny.
No one's slut shaming inside the vault. Let's just be clear.
No slut shaming inside the vault.
It's just a discussion about butts. Okay.
Yeah. He likes butt play. He likes when people play with butts. I love butts.
Butts are very funny.
Butts are funny.
We've said the word butt so many times it's starting to lose meaning.
But.
Drink,
but,
take a shot every time we say the word butt.
Yeah, that's the game for this episode.
Everyone is dead.
But.
Throw some butts in the middle.
Chug.
So.
Just to go back on the butt thing.
Oh, sorry.
The part where.
You're listening to the butt.
Did we leave it? We already
inside the vault.
Inside the butt talk. When it's projected, the Pablo the Penguin is projected on Donald's butt.
Oh yeah,
and he has to move his butt to the screen. Yeah, funny, funny,
very funny,
yeah.
very funny. Very funny.
A lot of very funny gags.
Well, so anyway, and then that was brought us to the end of it, which was the moral of it was
never
very funny because the narrator just said,
"Oh my god,
never satisfied."
Weird.
Well, it's human nature for you.
And then Donald goes, that's right. That was a scary guy. Sorry.
Oh yeah, Donald's like, that's right.
I lost it.
This is the most unsettled I've ever been in my life.
Trying to leave. He's literally trying to leave right now.
Then we meet Gauchito.
Yeah.
Gauchito, which is a bit of a stretch when we talk about bird narratives. It's a little burrito.
The flying burrito.
The flying donkey.
So strange. I mean, it's also funny, too, because like even in this one, when he was putting on his gaucho costume, we were like, we already know what it is. We've seen
Saludos Amigos. They did teach us about gauchos and Saludos Amigos. Right. So, but that one was like more educational. And
yeah, this one was more.
Right. But it felt like a pop quiz to me.
Like,
I was like, he put on this and this and that. And I was like, I know. Oh, I know that. Yes, and I know that, too.
Very informative.
But why was he getting dressed outside is my question. He like went from outside inside, brought his clothing outside.
Exhibitionist.
So his butts would...
It's probably hot inside, and so it's cooler outside. Yeah. So then...
Yeah. It's science.
Cool. You can't have clothes on.
To put all the clothes
on
outside where it's
Wait, we
cooler.
Passed over the crazy bird, which is my favorite.
Oh yeah,
oh, did we?
That happened. Oops. Oh yeah, you are right.
Which is what's
he's
his
so
name?
Funny.
It's Arakan or something.
Oh, is it the Araquan?
Araquan.
The Araquan.
He has that crazy laugh song.
He gave me
really funny.
He gave me like Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah,
that's exactly what
right?
I thought.
I think.
Which one came first?
Who came first?
He ripped off Woody.
Yeah, it's intentional.
Really.
I think so.
What a Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah. What noise? Also, what noise did he make?
He screamed. Didn't he scream?
I don't remember. It was like, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then what? It was
like Porky Pig.
No, I think that was
Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah.
What was this? This guy was like all over the place though. What was his noise? It was very delightful every time.
Yeah, it was really funny.
We laughed. We all laughed.
I remember
hard.
Him from my childhood. He used to show up in like the compilations.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He made little cameos here and there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like him because he's wacky.
Yeah, he's fun.
I like butts. I like being wacky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah, wacky. This is Cry so far. Pleaser. This movie is like ticking a lot of boxes.
Right.
Yeah. Wait, are we going to stop at each segment and get rated or are we going to do an overall?
Oh,
that's true. Well, also, it's like the way that this was, it was like two segments because I would say one segment is the penguin and the other one is the Gauchito.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's like.
Well, they go to different countries, so I'd say those are segments.
Those are segments?
Yeah, because there's like a Jose. You meet the parrot and then you meet the rooster.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like we'll just do the movie as a whole.
Yeah.
As a whole?
So?
Let's do it.
Great.
Yeah. So we get the what is it called
again? Araquan.
Araquan.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You guys keep looking at me, but I just made it up.
We're married.
No, it's not like that.
It's
that's the word.
It's have a name. I think it's just a type of bird.
I think it is a type,
but I think it's also a fake type of bird.
I just don't know if I'm saying it properly.
Either way, he's great. We'll just call him a woodpecker.
Yeah,
let's call him Woody.
Crazy bird. Crazy.
Araquan bird. Yeah. Araquan.
Do they look anything like the cartoon version?
Oh, I don't think it's a
A wacky South American bird of undetermined species.
I don't think it's like a real
undetermined
bird.
Species. It's oh, that's a character.
It's just a cartoon bird.
I thought you were reading the Wikipedia page on the actual birds.
No.
I don't know if it's a real bird type, is it?
No, I think it's just made up.
I think it's a fake bird. Well, that's disappointing.
That's a shame.
I want him to be real.
Well, didn't want to offend any birds.
Whoa, someone drew a human version of him.
That is
what?
Scary as hell.
That's weird.
Anime.
Oh, weird.
Okay, well.
Cool. That's
anyway.
All right, anyway.
Anyway, it was causing mischief, and then now we can talk about the Gauchito segment.
Burrito.
What about burritos?
This was like
Flying Donkey. That was his name, right?
Yeah, the flying donkey.
Burrito is,
the flying burrito.
is a little donkey in Spanish.
Burrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
The flying little donkey.
Yeah. What'd you guys think?
It was cute.
It was cute.
Okay.
Okay. It kind of drags.
Yeah. I kind of was sad after he caught him. It just felt really, I don't know. He had him on a leash.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's funny because the donkey the whole time was not bothered by it at all because he threw the boleros at the donkey.
Bolos.
And he just unwound himself and was like, ha ha. And then even saved the little gaucho after.
Yeah.
After he was trying to kill him. He was just a good guy.
I know.
My question is, was there a species of flying donkeys or is he just a genetic weird mutation?
He's from abnormality.
Fantasia.
Tall tail.
A tall tail?
Maybe.
Tall tail. His brothers and sisters aren't.
I don't
Fantasia.
Really know why they're telling the story.
Exactly. No. That's a bit of a stretch.
Well, same with the Pablo the Penguin.
All
one.
Of it.
Yeah.
All of the whole movie.
I wrote, what is this movie many times.
Part of me was like, oh, this.
It only got weirder.
Yeah, feels like someone's sketch show where they just throw in a random sketch that doesn't quite fit the theme of it.
They just
this one
to
felt
see how
the
it
most
worked.
Out of place to me. Even though the narrative was pretty simple.
It seemed like they wanted to like set it up like this is a classic tale from where was this region?
Bolivia, Chile, South America.
This is one that was one region.
South America.
Yeah, somewhere in South America, a country, sorry.
Well, they said
this is a classic tale and then
and then done that. But like, there was no birds.
Maybe it wasn't.
Right.
Well, the thing is he was flying.
Yeah, but that's
what does that mean?
A stretch.
All
I mean that's
the
like
birds.
Yeah, but why couldn't it just have been a bird?
I know. I don't know.
Because they don't have birds.
They love drawing donkeys.
Birds only donkeys.
Because it Boodles. Didn't it start off with the whole story started with
him
a specific kind of bird
condor.
Living in a nest.
Yeah, he was going to get a condor.
Oh.
No, even before that.
This one
well,
possibly.
Yeah, when you meet the crazy bird, you also meet the nest bird.
The nest bird that looks like
you meet all these birds. It's really weird. This is a part of the film with narration as well.
This part, I think, feels out of place because it was originally intended for Saludos Amigos, which felt much more.
Okay, so that makes
much
sense.
More like this segment.
Got you. Okay, that makes sense.
They didn't finish it in time.
They didn't finish it in time?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm just making an excuse.
Which does make sense, and exactly like you said, someone had an extra sketch lying around, so they just popped.
They
it
just
in.
Put the same one. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I like the it was funny. I like the racing segment. It was cute.
Yeah,
But very unrealistic just ended. That he would win the race.
Yeah. Not grounded at all.
Not grounded.
But he doesn't get the money. Want grounded animated movies, Disney. Get it together.
He doesn't get the money, and then they fly away, and the narrator says, never to be seen again.
Yeah, what
a little
is
boy
going on?
Flying donkey were that's, never heard of or seen again. He says that.
Yeah.
Happily
that's,
so.
Happily,
yeah, that's like, two for two with the cryptic endings.
Yeah. Never to be seen again, know. And also never satisfied. Well, that's human nature for you.
Great lessons.
So weird to me. Anyway, so we move past the burrito.
Mm-hmm. Burrito.
And then now we get, I think we get into
now
the heart of the
we
movie.
We get cooking.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Now we get cooking. Yeah. We go to Brazil. It's party time.
And notice how we got to.
No, I mean the film inside the film ends.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Very
okay.
meta.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and then Donald's like, a book.
A book.
Which back to the theme of books in Disney movies.
Oh, they're always opening books in Disney movies, mm-hmm. usually as a narrative device.
That makes sense. I like that.
Yeah. So Jose is back.
Who I'm obsessed with.
He's
now.
Amazing.
He's so great. My favorite. Quite possibly might be one of my favorite Disney characters ever.
Ever.
Wow.
I think smoke a cigar.
Yeah, he's cool. Kids I look up that. To him.
He practices black magic.
Number two, his style is great.
Oh,
great
style.
Three, something about his voice I really love. It's like soothing, and the Brazilian accent is like so great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, when he Four, speaks supportive. What Portuguese, a supportive. It sounds really cool.
So great.
Can't understand.
And it doesn't feel like a cartoon character voice.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Exactly. It feels like a real person.
It feels like, which I like. Do you remember those episodes of I Love Lucy when they would go to Cuba and you met Ricky's friend?
No.
Where he had that like really suave friend?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, that's.
I was born in 1988. I've never seen it.
Well, I watched it live on television. So I know all the episodes.
You guys remember that?
Because you fought in World War One.
Yeah.
Right.
You're
right,
Steve.
I was born in 1939. Wait, when was World War One? No.
Much let's move on.
1918.
Anyway. So anyway, he reminded me of that guy who's just like a really slick, like cool guy who had a really...
I really do love Joe. I love Joe so much.
Like a GQ bird.
Joker.
I love it.
His and then, style is great. Yeah.
Great. And then they go to Bahia. Bahia, which is a place in Brazil.
Is that where they have the train segment?
Yes.
That's how they get to Bahia.
I think that's Mary Blair.
From It's a Small World?
Yeah.
Artist. Oh, you mean like the black backdrop and then the little forest?
Mary Blair.
I really like that.
Yeah, she has a really distinct style.
Also, didn't the train give you the impression of the train in Dumbo a little bit?
Yeah, I think
Walt Disney loves trains.
Yeah.
He's obsessed with trains.
He built his own train set to ride around his house.
Yeah, he had like
an true?
It was like an adult child train set, like a ride on set for adults or a ride on train.
Interesting.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And that's why Disneyland has a big train around it because it's the biggest toy train in the world.
Oh,
that's sort of the idea. And
cute.
He's obsessed with trains.
That ended in a question mark.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I was gonna say that's cute, and I was like, is
cute.
It?
Boy.
I know.
Fine line. I mean, you know, depends on the
cool.
Angle, you know?
Let's say cool.
It's let's say cool.
Cool. Cool.
You very cool, Walt Disney.
I did realize I've been missing nice animation for a while because I feel like the last couple ones have just been like quick, and so some of this was actually pretty to look at.
Beautiful,
really beautiful.
So I was
oh my gosh, so beautiful.
The whole thing is really well. It's like gorgeous to look at and insane at some certain points, but in a good way. Like really well done.
It flows. There's a lot of really cool flow.
Seamless like live action with animation is.
Yeah, it's very impressive. Really and so this actually is where we meet the cookie woman, the Galleta lady, right? Isn't that what they call her?
Cookie woman. Oh my god.
They said she had cookie
woman. That's amazing. Anyway, and a fun fact about her is that she was the younger sister of Carmen Miranda. Her name is Aurora Miranda.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Riding on coattails.
Oh, can I also to add on to what Rachel was saying about the going, like, it feels like a return to form in a way. But remember, like, in the first couple of episodes on the podcast, we talked a lot about that, like, layered effect.
Yeah.
That Disney. And then we, like, stopped talking about it.
The
and now.
Multi-plane camera.
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
The multi. Pain
plane
camera. I was paying attention, and now it's back again when that introductory shot of Bio had that sort of
like a zoom effect.
Is it like it's like cells on top of each other? Essentially?
It's like layers, it's so they can add sort of dimension to.
That's so cool.
It's very nice.
Shoot down.
The picture.
It's so cool, but it felt like that was a return to form.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry I interrupted.
No.
Carmen Miranda's sister. Go on.
Aurora had a notable singing career and appeared in a few films, though The Three Caballeros is the most remembered.
Oh.
My apologies to the Mirandas.
I hated how
I
much.
Talk shit. I'm sorry.
But this part was really great. But also,
sorry,
like,
it's just
what's
like Rob Lowe and then Chad Lowe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay.
What are you talking
about? Well, Carmen Miranda is the famous one. Yeah. Right. And what's her name?
Aurora Miranda. What a fine career. Yeah. A great career, but it's not the Miranda you think of.
Right. It's not our go-to Miranda.
Yeah. Yeah, like Rob Lowe, obviously our go-to Lowe. Yeah. Except Chad for Lowe's what? Hardware.
You go low. Never mind.
We go hi. What?
Wow.
We go hi.
I hated how much he kept saying, "Have you been to..." By,
oh, I love that. It was like a that call song is so great.
Yeah, he and asked 100 song. Times. It was so funny. Been to Baia. And Donald's like, no.
Donald's like,
yeah.
no.
No?
No, I haven't.
Still no.
It was really cute the first couple times. It's so cool.
Joe is the best. Ugh, I love Joe.
Joe.
I also, I think I might have found my tattoo in this segment.
So every episode, Oscar decides something that he would get a tattoo of.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So... in this segment, in the bio section, Joe, does a little like singing and dancing bit, and then he turns into like Carmen Miranda. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I would get. 100%.
Oh, yes.
The Joe in a Carmen Miranda drag.
There was a lot of, transforming into like a female version.
But he keeps the cigar, which is
Cigar, which is classic.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah, that was very cool.
Because Joe without a cigar is just a parrot. Whoa. You know?
To, recently, Joe and then the other, Pachita, I don't know what his name is, because he has pistols or like guns or whatever. They both are without his guns and he's without a cigar for like the, because like they have to tone them down.
That makes sense.
Oh, in the rides? Is that what you're saying?
In the rides, and then also they were in like the House of Mouse show.
Oh, cool.
TV show. Yeah. So they don't have their signature things.
Well...
so
what
it's
Joe
just
with
a parrot.
Just a parrot.
Who's that parrot? I don't know.
I hate PC culture.
So, what was that weird tooth instrument thingy?
Oh yeah,
that was cool.
Yeah,
that's got. That's
yeah,
a
that
real,
was great.
That's like a real like regional like instrument. I feel
that was. I thought that the mixture of live action and animation was so well done.
It was
so
well
and the way that it was introduced to the audience was so cool.
Yeah,
the shadow going into the.
But I do wonder, like, so presumably this lady's just selling cookies, yet she has a full dance crew that shows up with her. And they all do a choreographed dance. So
yeah.
Yeah.
You've
never seen a cookie
girl
dance?
I mean, I've never been to Brazil, so I didn't know.
All the time
I didn't know that was a custom, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's a custom for also for birds to have sexual feelings for... human women.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah, so Donald sees her and goes bonkers.
Yes.
Like, absolutely crazy. This is what I was talking about with his very
like he's
hard
never
feelings.
Seen a human woman
this
before.
Is what it's like to be a woman.
I can't speak
so
to
many
that.
Birds chasing you around.
So many birds just...
the movie The Bird, Hitchcock's The Birds,
oh
are
God,
only birds trying
sense.
To hit on her.
It's just a harassment movie.
Wow.
Please. Yeah. Please, toots.
The movie The Birds is a metaphor.
Yes. Yeah.
For I think we figured it out, guys.
Harassment.
We cracked the code.
Inside the Hitchcock vault.
Oh my gosh.
Down the street.
Maybe I shouldn't get into that.
Get into it.
There's that thing that came out recently about the birds. What's her name? What's the name of the actress?
Tippi
Hedren claimed that like Hitchcock makes sexual like advances toward the whole time.
That was well known.
Very like a lot of harassment.
That was a
which
very.
I'm missing a sentence there, but there's like that. This is all tied together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did
yeah,
feel
so you were saying it's accurate that
Hitchcock
the birds was
birds.
Indeed. It was
the
Hitchcock
movie.
Saying, hey, I need to tell
I
the world a secret, but I don't want to just flat out say it.
I am
a
bird.
I want to do it
I'm
in an artistic way.
I'm a horn dog for women.
I'm a bird, you're a bird.
Oh,
the notebook.
I'm a bird.
It's all coming together.
I'm a bird, you're not a bird. But if you were a bird, I would want to be a bird with you.
But
so we could have sex.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's all making sense.
Hitchcock also threw live birds at her.
Yes.
Right. And she was scared of birds. She had a huge fear.
Horrible. Well, I'd be scared of anybody throwing anything at me.
He was horrible. Yeah.
Anyway, so Donald
he also looks like a penguin.
True.
Oh my gosh, another connection to this movie. I think that was intentional.
Pablo? Hitchcock is Pablo.
He's Pablo.
So Donald goes gaga for Aurora Miranda. he's like trying to hit on her. At first she's like, no, you're a duck. Get out of here.
I think she's just like, yeah, she's like kind of like playing dumb because she's dancing around, just doing her thing.
Also, their movement, I don't know, like the movements are so interesting, very specific. They're like movements, but it felt stiff. It just felt very 40s dancing to
also,
me.
Also, speaking of stiff, she walks up to that guy playing trumpet, I believe, and he puts his head against like a pole, and his hat goes up.
Oh, yeah, he does a hat trick.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty great.
Yeah, and that's when they cut to the other guy who makes a really, what was the face he made? Oh, my God, it was crazy face. Before the guy with the stick instrument. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was a face that was like.
Right, yeah.
It was like, whoa.
You got a boner that quickly? Weirdo.
Gross.
Lucky.
So then there's another hot guy that shows up, and they all follow him, and she's left alone. And so she has no other choice but to kiss Donald because he gives her flowers, which is so nice. And then.
Yeah, but you shouldn't feel pressured to kiss someone just because they give you flowers.
That's true, Rachel.
That's a
lesson.
I don't think she did anything against her will.
Yeah,
I think she wanted.
I'm just saying, don't ever feel pressured to kiss anyone just to give you flowers.
She didn't kiss him.
Kissing a dog.
Exactly. We've kissed dogs before.
Like maybe with a dog.
Yeah.
But then he
goes
bonkers.
Yeah, he goes bonkers.
Oh,
he also
man.
Turns into
so
and this is like
crazy.
This is he goes on like a kiss induced drug trip.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
The first of many.
Which is very, very, very Pink Elephants on Parade.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sensing a pattern here. Yeah. It like happens often. It's so reminiscent to Pink Elephants on Parade that there was actually a pink elephant on the
That's
fountain
right.
that blows water at mm-hmm. Donald. Oh.
Now, forgive me if you guys have discussed this, but have you, like, do you think that, where do you think these, like, okay, how do I say this? Like, were people weird back then? Like, like, or were they on, like,
yes.
the influence
how did
of drugs?
People react to that
How did
scene
people react to that?
Then?
And how did they come up with it? How did they go, like, let's, and then this turns into this, and then it's, like, kind of scary, but
I mean,
also it's, like, very psychedelic.
People, I guess they definitely had to use their imaginations more mm-hmm. than we do today.
Maybe that's it.
I feel like, and people are willing to go for it. And this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about when people don't realize what's in Disney movies or how crazy they get.
Sure.
I mean, like jazz musicians in like the 20s and shit were like shooting heroin into their feet. And
yes.
Stuff
I mean,
like that.
Who knows?
So maybe there's a somewhat of like a tinge of influence from like drug culture.
Maybe.
But maybe not. I mean, I generally wonder like how did they come
know.
Up
Honestly,
with like these weird psychedelic.
I mean, it's the same. There's so
segments.
Much weird stuff in
so
Alice
much
in
weird
Wonderland
shit turning
too.
Into
yeah.
other shit.
Yes.
Kind of
yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like those two dancers, which is I thought was really cool, turn into like Perfect. They're dancing in like a red and black. They're just red and black, and then
oh,
they turn
yeah.
into like cock,
like a bird
cock,
version
cockfighting.
Yes. Oh, that
yeah.
was so
oh, yeah,
cool!
Yeah.
And then they transform back.
Oh,
yeah,
really cool.
So
but also,
awesome.
Like, what?
It was like
1944.
Yeah.
This because
it was like the silhouette yeah. of live version
yes,
and the silhouette of a
yeah.
of a
yeah.
bird or
yeah.
like, it was so great.
Very cool.
I think also maybe like. It's that like Fantasia residue that still is existing in Walt Disney movies. It's like showing narrative through song. Like I think there's
Maybe
so much emphasis on the music that I think the music influenced the images.
The dance, I think,
and
too.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
The dancers
cartoons,
create movement, so they add stuff to it.
Right.
Yeah. Which I is think really... cartoons do have a lot more license, though, than people think. Because have you guys watched like kids' cartoons recently, like current ones? They're so nuts. So much crazy stuff happens, but they can just go there and do it.
Yeah.
And watching it now, you're like, are they talking about something else?
Right.
But when you're a kid, I guess you just see all the colors and weird morphing shapes.
Yeah. I think the difference between cartoons now is that there's the pace is fast. And that's what's weird to an audience, like someone right now. Like, this is a very long time ago, but as an adult watching the Fairly Godparents.
Fairly Odd Parents.
I'm old as hell.
Great show.
But the pacing is so fast. There's no like breath taken in that show. And I think every show is kind of that way now. And the subject matter is also pretty intense, weird, right?
Yeah.
But the difference back then is the imagery was bizarre. It's like, there's no narrative there. It's like, it's all, you're just like sitting and absorbing colors.
Yeah, it's like
and
a cartoon dance sequence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a dream ballet.
Yeah,
it's a dream ballet that's just extended and there's no rhyme or reason.
I know. Yeah. How do they pitch that though? Are they like, and then they turn it like their heads are like in flowers and then like the flowers turn purple and then like it morphs back. I'm guessing
this is around the time that like Disney was meeting with like Salvador Dali and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I had no idea that.
Oh, yeah. They tried to make a film together.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you can watch clips of it on YouTube.
How do I know this? Wait, what?
Yeah. It never came out or anything, but it's pretty cool.
Wait.
I think I watched it in school.
Oh, yeah.
Fact checker, Claire.
I'm looking.
Please confirm.
I'm looking.
That's why. Well, see, now that makes a lot of sense.
Destino.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That makes so much sense.
1945.
Okay. Right around that time.
Yeah. Oh, let's see.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
That does make so much sense to me now. And yeah, just everything was like the imagery, the theme of it was just like melting imagery. Like things were melting into each other. The transitions
were Donald Duck's head being in weird places and his body getting mixed up and stuff.
So weird.
Yeah. It was so weird that we said what so many times throughout this movie.
Because it wasn't ruled by narrative.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
right. Exactly. It's just wackiness for wackiness sake and dream. Yeah.
Yeah, but was the intention though to be like this is cool, or the intention is like this is funny, laugh at this or be in awe of this?
I think it's just like we can do this. So look what we can do.
Go on this maybe. Journey.
Do we skip ahead? Because I feel like this segment actually came in later.
No, there was another one.
So much.
I think you're thinking of the Mexican.
Okay.
One.
Yeah, they go to Mexico.
Yeah, they go to Mexico next.
Okay.
So he goes on that crazy drug trip, and then there's a big party.
What brings him back?
And it goes to a dance.
I already
number.
Forgot what brings.
Somehow, like, the parrot pulls him out of it, out of his bad trip. And then they go to another No, they're small.
They're small.
They're small.
Oh, that's right. They're small.
Yeah. They shrunk. Jump out of the book, and they're tiny. And then he's like, I'll do black magic, which is really weird.
Yeah. Oh, because Donald gets really sad that he's too tiny and then cries.
Yeah,
and again,
there's that.
Again, another theme in Disney movies, the cartoony teardrops. They have not mastered realistic tear. They don't know how to make their characters cry.
Yeah.
It's always a cartoony teardrop. I mean, I like it, but.
In the cartoons? Cartoony teardrop?
You know what I mean? Big, fat, single teardrop falling on.
That's how I cry. I don't cry often, but when I do, it's a big,
just one giant,
like big teardrop
on the side of a road.
Yeah. But it's
but
just
like,
big.
But
people don't
recycle.
Big.
Yeah.
So, exactly. So then he blows himself up.
Right. He does a lot of like weird body contortion-y things that like his belly gets big and then his feet get big and it's pretty cool.
And Jose is really just funny. Laughing at him.
It was really funny.
So I guess this movie, they tried to introduce Jose as being a magical character, but this is as far as it went. It was just this movie. That's why he talks about black magic, even though it's not black magic, because black magic is like bad magic.
Voodoo? Yeah.
Whereas this is just innocent.
Innocent black magic.
Innocent magic.
Gray magic.
So then we gray magic. The next three Caballero.
What is his name?
Panchito something?
Rooster boy.
Yeah.
There's all that. First, there's the weird imagery that looks sort of like a mirror image of like chords and things in the book.
Right. You hear the song. You hear the instrumental version of
Three Caballeros.
Yes. And it's like guitar imagery and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh. And we've
weird.
Yeah. We've definitely seen that done in Fantasia. Do you remember? In Fantasia, there was that line, the bass line or whatever.
That's exactly what it is.
And it's exactly that. Again, it's that Fantasia residue still present.
Yes. And then all of a sudden,
to Three Caballeros.
He bursts out of the book, like literally guns blazing. He shoots at them.
Very aggressively. Yeah.
Very aggressively.
Did we find out what his name was?
Panchito.
And he just starts singing Three Caballeros with them.
Like right away.
Yeah.
Do they already know each other?
I'm confused about that. Do they all know each other?
I think they do.
But there's no
I
like,
think they do. Because Panchito is the one who gave him the present of Mexico.
Is the parrot in Saludos Amigos? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah. They know each other. They've known each other before, but this is the first time we've seen Panchito. So but I assume Panchito knows Panchito Donald from somewhere.
He introduces him to the Christmas.
Oh, he's a chicken.
Rooster.
Yeah. Rooster. Male chicken is a rooster.
Okay.
And then,
she doesn't believe us.
And pinatas, because Donald Duck doesn't know what a pinata is.
Right. Well, yeah. We learn about the birth of Christ.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, I think this segment was also Mary Blair.
I'm 100% sure it was.
Oh, definitely.
Mary
Blair. Yeah. The little kids definitely look like
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Mary
oh,
for Blair. Sure. And then, so then cute. He gets his own pinata.
Oh, yeah. Los Posadas.
To break, which is funny because they keep playing tricks on Donald while he's trying to hit the pinata. And then they end up flying on a magic carpet.
But he does end up breaking the pinata in like an immense amount of things mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. candies and oh, yeah. books and yeah. whatnot.
Okay, so I also want to interject here because the last one, Victory Through Air Power, I couldn't find a tattoo that I wanted.
Right.
So I found two for this one. Wow. So I found my second tattoo okay. that I want, which is one of the creepy little Mexican masks that flew out of the
yeah,
pinata.
Yeah, there was a good one. There was like a boar.
Yeah, there was a boar, and then there was like a demon mask there yeah. that I was like, I want that. Because I have like a spooky theme on my like my leg.
You have a ghost? Thing.
Yeah. What?
Did you have a ghost?
I have a ghost,
and
yeah.
A black
I have a black cat, Medusa, zombie, mummy, and now I really want to get that.
Yeah, so
Mexican
at what point
demon.
Are you getting these Disney
yeah.
tattoos?
I want to get them all.
Are you
going to
get them all? Or are you going to get them once?
Ouch.
Oh, you're going to get all of them?
Ouch. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
You got to save space, too, because there's a million more movies to go.
Imagine if you had found a tattoo for the Air Power one. What's it called?
Victory Through Air Power. I was like, maybe the octopus.
There were a lot of swastikas in that movie.
Yeah, there was a lot of swastikas.
I'm not saying you should get that as a tattoo, but I'm saying that one was trying to make itself the front runner
for
the options.
For sure.
A lot of symbolism.
They end up at this beach where Donald is just harassing
women. Acapulco.
Oh my God. But Donald makes such a point of saying how beautiful Mexico is, because that's, remember, the point of this movie is to improve relations. So mm-hmm. it's interesting to me how Donald's just like, wow, it's beautiful as they were flying over. And it was.
I mean, I believed it.
It was beautiful.
Mexico looked really cool.
Yeah. Well, and it looked really cool because they were the animated characters flying over a real backdrop too.
Yeah.
I love that so
much. And then they go to the beach and
Donald
attacks women.
Yeah.
I mean, how?
It was a different time.
There it is.
But first of all, why was this beach only women?
It's a women's only beach. So
they go to
Acapulco.
Which is what they said was the Mexican Riviera, right?
Yes, they
which
did say
very
that.
Very funny. But there was only women in this beach. It's granted, they were all very beautiful women.
They all go to this beach so they don't get harassed by men.
They all had.
Well, they got harassed by birds.
Ducks.
Yeah. Yeah. He says, come to papa.
Oh, no.
A parrot, a duck.
Which is very weird.
And a rooster.
I did like when they were like throwing him up. There was something.
Yeah, how
did they do that exactly?
What was in the blanket?
Watermelon.
Yeah, it was something that was, and then they drew over it.
It was so cool.
Yeah.
It was
really cool.
Man. Yeah, this movie, out of any movie that I've seen so far, really had that like,
cool.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's like, this is 1944?
Yeah, it's crazy to
me.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And also, I never knew there was a movie that mixed live action and I thought the first one was, honestly, I thought the first one was Roger Rabbit.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oscar.
Did you never see Paula Abdul dancing with?
That was the same
That's
time.
Not a movie. That's also in the 80s.
There's like,
did you also see?
DJ Scat Cat.
What's the famous dancer?
Did you also see Gene Kelly dancing?
Fred Astaire dances with something, doesn't he?
I think Gene Kelly does, right?
Or I'm thinking of Paula Abdul now. No. Or just like...
It's Gene Kelly,
right?
Told you.
No. Shirley Temple or something. She dances with a
she
cartoon.
She didn't dance with no
also
cartoon.
Also, the Alice cartoon.
She danced with Bojangles.
Also, there's Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. Alice cartoons, which were the first
cartoons
that Walt
did. That was before
any
of the features.
What are Alice cartoons?
Those were like the first ones that Walt did. They were like this little girl named Alice. And then
I do not
like,
know about this.
Oh, you should go
look
it up.
You're going to have to show it to me after.
You should go look it up.
Gotta look it up.
Yeah.
Okay. So this.
So they're all wearing really cute bathing suits.
Yes. Yeah. Even Donald, I want that bathing suit. They don't and sell bathing suits like that anymore.
Flying off of him, and Donald was naked so many times.
So many times in this movie.
A lot of Donald butt.
So much
butt.
So much butt.
A lot of duck butt. But also, like, yeah, those birds, their MO, like the three caballeros, their MO was like, let's be friends and let's like find women. Because there was also, they were talking about women all the time.
The parrot is there to pull, Joe, is that his name?
Yeah.
Joe.
He's there to pull Donald away a lot of the time, though. Like, all right, easy, dude.
Yeah, he's sort of like.
I think he's a straight man.
You can't want it so much.
But he also, like, supplies Donald with the location. He's like, let's go to this crazy place. Then he's like, whoa, 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 not too much, though.
Well, so
he's
a little bit of an instigator.
Well, he's calmed down over the years because now he has Daisy.
That's right. She was notably absent from the film. Right.
This is when he was still a bachelor. He was still attracted to human females.
Yeah.
That's what marriage is. It's like, cut your dick off. Am I right? Sorry. It was right there.
We're all married men. We know.
Talk about neutered.
Wait.
Anyway, do you guys know I'm a proud boy?
Yeah.
Sorry.
So then they get away. They get away.
And
right?
then we go immediately into another sequence called Donald's Surreal Reverie.
I thought it was You Belong to My Heart.
That's what it is. Mm. That's where once again, the lady. Is it called something else?
Yeah, this is the one where she's singing.
Oh yeah, I thought it was the same thing.
Wait,
sorry,
so
I thought it was the same one.
Now this is the weirdest, craziest one.
Yeah, this is
the
one. Yeah, this is the one.
This puts any other trippy scene
like
to
Pink
shame.
Floyd
just like.
Her face is in like a flower.
But then stuff gets weird.
Yeah.
And then it's
not just about her face in the flower. Oh. It's what happens in between.
Yeah, all of a sudden she's like singing to him and then the song will change and it's his two friends going, yeah!
I mean, it's crazy. They pop
the
out of
music
everywhere.
Stops.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
It's really insane.
And the whole time she's singing, there's like green lightning coming off the sides of her face.
Yeah.
Very unsettling.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought they looked like arrows pointing to her face.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but she's like
also
not
kind of looks like Tim Curry in drag.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Kind of.
Shane is convinced she's a he.
Could be.
You know, gender is fluid.
Right.
Gender.
I agree.
Sure. But in 1944.
Like I said, no,
yeah, 1944, no, you had to be either a man or you'd be a man or woman, and that's it.
Or duck, or parrot, or chicken.
Yeah, you're either a man or chicken a woman,
or
and a duck can fuck a woman.
Yeah.
That's the 40s.
That's the 40s.
But
woman,
it was so bizarre.
That scene is crazy.
Oh my gosh. There was no... Was there a kiss that happened there?
Jose and Donald kiss.
Yes, there was the Jose and Donald kissing, and Donald gets so mad that he kissed Jose that he jumps off the thing and starts yelling at the women to get back here. Woo!
Gay fear.
That is some gay fear if I ever. Yeah, that's some serious gay panic. Wow, Donald.
And then he's in love with this lady who's looking kind of masculine.
I don't know.
Which is fine.
Just saying, which is fine.
You know what? I like Donald as a character, and I feel like these weren't his choices, you know?
This movie kind of break your heart a little bit?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I think it did. I think, yeah.
It's like, you know, Donald's really at the will of the animators. And
right. This is before, you know, he's grown. Yeah. Donald has grown.
He's grown.
He's changed, you know?
Yeah.
Daisy
put him in a shape.
Yeah.
Nude on him.
Yeah, but that whole weird psychedelic thing is so bizarre. How did that start?
Did it happen before or after where they go to a second dance party thing in a different area? I can't remember the name of the area.
Yes.
That was after.
And it's before or after?
After.
Oh, shit.
Wait, no, right? Before.
There's the part where they're like, Donald, you try dancing.
Yeah,
because
then
them.
he dances like 40s American swing.
Yeah. And then there's that really weird Dutch angle of two kids
laughing.
Oh, that was during Mexico, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, we are in Mexico.
We're
still in Mexico.
So
yeah.
Confused on
we
everything.
Left Brazil and now we're in Mexico.
Yeah.
I know that. I know that much.
There was one girl though in that dancing that like her skirt wasn't like flowing as much as the others, and I was like, girl, get it together. She's wearing a blue dress.
Do you guys think there were some white people in some of the dance scenes?
Yes.
I kind of thought so, but
yeah, I was wondering where they filmed the scenes.
Well, the dancing scenes were definitely on a lot. There's no way they were on location.
Yeah, no, they weren't.
You can tell they're like the background. But like the beach scene was probably filmed
outside.
Yeah, but they have like archival like footage of.
Well, they went there.
Donald right, went there.
Did they film there?
To South America?
They didn't.
I don't think they did.
No, they didn't film like the dance scenes and stuff.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Shot in Simi Valley, Coronado National Forest, Old Tucson Studios, and Hollywood.
There you go.
There we go.
Hollywood.
So I think there were tons of white people.
Yeah.
No, wait a second. I typed in Three Caballeros, Three Amigos popped up with that. Hey, take it back.
If you guys want to talk about Three Amigos, it's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Take it back. Take it back.
That's what you said about Three Caballeros. Yes. Turns out you've never seen it before.
You've never seen it? So the last scene is Donald dancing with cacti.
Yes.
Does the head singing turn into the cacti thing?
Yeah.
No, that's a different person. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a singer and then it transitions to the dance. One of the flowers in the sky turns into a beautiful Mexican dancer.
Sorry to interrupt, but I have the real answers. So the aerial shots were all actually shot in their respective
places.
And then it says Walt Disney Studios is where they shot the Mexican performers and women at beach.
Okay.
Wow. Hmm.
There was like a wall in the middle of the beach and certain like shots in the background.
Yeah. The Disney Studios, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep.
The big...
Anyway, the dancing one, I don't know. I mean, like, was that the right call to end it in a dancing number, to end it with the cactus?
Well, the end bizarre, period.
Word, yeah.
Was it Saludos Amigos that also ended in a weird segment that was kind of...
They all ended weird.
Yeah, they don't end on the high note. They all end like, eh.
Saludos Amigos definitely ended out of
never
nowhere.
Satisfied.
Yeah.
That's the human way.
Yeah. This has, so the woman turns in, a cactus turns into a woman who dances. It's kind of boring, I thought.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gets a little like, kind of goes on too long.
So is this the sequence called Donald's Surreal Reverie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's all surreal.
No, that's why I don't know what differentiates this one from the last ones.
And then the woman turns back into a cactus. And then somehow Donald is in a bull costume, right?
Oh, yeah. And then they're bullfighting.
And then there's fireworks.
And then it's the end.
And then it's the end.
They like zoom out.
The end.
They zoom out of the movie screen.
Yeah. I don't know if that was
I think that might have been
the copy.
Version we watched.
Oops. Edit.
No, but it seemed like it was all in the same style, though.
Yeah. It was like a promo squeeze.
Yeah, and then it ends with an American firework.
Well, it says Finn, Fim.
Yeah, and for the American people being like, what does that mean?
And then it's blazing like, red, white, and blue.
The end.
And they're like, okay, cool.
Victory through air power.
Okay, I get it. I'm from America.
That's what that means.
It's like the end of the Main Street Electrical Light Parade.
That's right. America.
Yeah.
That ending, it ended again. It ended abruptly and out of nowhere. And it also ended not on the strongest point. I wish the Mexican segment was before the Brazilian segment.
Yeah.
Because the Brazil segment was absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
It was like
it was great.
Flawless.
But I think
there's like that scene where like it's live action with the animation, like the city's animated. And it's like kind of moving at a curve.
Yes.
Yeah.
The city, like the background's moving at a curve, which is really cool.
It's really cool. It's such a shame that it wasn't as cool throughout and was just like confusing after a while.
And it doesn't need the first two cartoons.
It definitely did not need those first two
cartoons. Those are fine as cartoons, but like it has nothing to do with the movie.
Yeah.
Other than they just go the most south they can go and then make their way up.
Yeah, that's true. Right. Is this the last one that they made about South America?
I think. Of the features, yeah.
Yeah, I think so, but I think these characters might show up.
Yeah. Right.
which you really? Three were on my podcast.
Yeah, you can listen.
Right. Shout out, Playing
It'll
Favorites.
Be out. With Shane check Leonard. It out. Anyway, we'll go to
Playing Favorites. We'll do the, yeah, with Shane Leonard.
We'll do promos.
Please there. Don't plug anything yet.
Yeah, I'm
please.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. I mean, it's fine. I feel like this vault is getting a little stuffy.
It's getting stuffy. There's too much dancing in this vault.
Too much burn.
But first, we have to rate it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to rate
before
it real
quick.
Before
this closes in on us, yeah. Claire, how many bird feathers do you give?
That's it.
Three caballeros.
Out of five. Out of five bird feathers, five I'm going to give it three bird feathers.
Why?
Because it was kind of like, I enjoyed it, but I didn't enjoy it enough to want to watch it over and over. I feel like, yeah, I've seen it now, so that's cool. And also, it just wasn't, some parts didn't make sense. There wasn't a real narrative. There were aspects I really like, and then some that were just plain confusing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Rachel?
I would give it 3.5.
Okay.
Bird feather.
Why?
I liked some of it, and then some of it upset me. But I would rewatch.
What upset you?
Donald, I'm upset.
Donald's misogyny.
Okay. Yeah, with his harassment. But I will watch some of the segments again, especially some of the trippy ones.
Yeah, they're fun. Shane?
Under the influence of...
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wink, wink,
wink, wink, wink, wink, wink, wink,
wink, wink. Wow. Yeah, I don't think I ever want to watch it again.
I mean, mind you, Shane told us that he loved this movie. Yeah.
I know the song.
Yeah, the Three Caballeros.
What song do you know?
Three Caballeros.
I knew that song.
My dad used to sing it.
Yeah.
So maybe it was like one of those video compilations that you had.
Right, I think it's from like a
Because I used to have those too.
Yeah. I think that's what I know it from. Because I remember seeing the Penguin like cartoon too, even though it doesn't have songs, but I've seen that in the Flying Donkey one. But a lot of the live action stuff, I don't remember. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. I think three is fine.
Yeah.
Three feathers is fine.
Yeah.
Three feathers.
I would give it 3.5. I mean, man, that Brazilian section was so perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the best part.
Absolutely perfect. I was just like blown away by all of that.
It was really
Joe,
cool.
again, is like my favorite.
Yeah, he's great.
And it's just a shame that. There were other parts in that. Why couldn't they just extend it to like just Brazil, like the Brazil
like
movie.
The movie Rio.
Rio.
Yeah. Or like take the Brazil segments in Saludos Amigos and the Brazil segment in Three Caballeros and make that into a movie together. It just felt the Brazil segments, even in Saludos Amigos, is the best ever. You know, so like, I don't know.
I feel like Brazil's just a party, and that's what I've learned from these.
Yeah, and
movies.
I think like the music to me is just so exciting and fun.
Yeah.
The samba thing. And I thought Donald was fun. They're like the cartoons were fun and engaging and very silly and like holds up.
Yeah.
It's not boring or anything like that. But there was as a movie, doesn't make sense.
It's
barely a movie.
Together,
yeah, it's barely a movie. So that's why I'm giving it 3.5.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Feathers. Oh,
great.
Guess we pretty much agree.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh my gosh, guys, this book is closing in on us.
But first, we got to ask Shane, do you got anything you want to tell the people about?
Yeah, I mean, I'll try to be quick. I have a podcast, Playing Papers with Shane Lennon, on the What's a Creative Network.
Yow.
The Three Caballeros. That's you.
I'm Joe.
I called
okay,
it.
You,
you guys
Joe.
Have been on my podcast,
Rachel
like I said.
She's done.
They come on. Rachel,
you're
Panchito. Oh, yes.
Sorry, we totally interrupted you.
No, I was just like... Yeah, which one's Donald?
Yeah, it's pretty clear. It's pretty clear.
I'm
the chicken.
You're Aurora, Miranda.
I'll be the pig.
Ooh.
I'll be the flying donkey.
Anyway,
you guys,
you're definitely
you guys
the
all
bird.
Came on my podcast to talk about Emperor's New Groove, and then we recreated it start to finish.
And I'm sure that will be available by the time
this
is out.
Yes,
100%.
By the time this is out.
Yeah,
check it out. It's very fun.
How can we follow you on Twitter and or Instagram?
On Twitter, I am at the Shane Lennon.
The
Instagram Shane_Lennon. My address is
No, don't give it out.
Oh, sorry, I'm in the vault right now.
Yeah,
you're in the vault.
Yeah. So
Don't tell anyone where the vault is either.
Yeah, we have secret access to the vault.
Right.
Yeah, no one
a diamond in the rough. That's later.
Don't touch anything.
But we got to get out of here. All
right. Can you say this has been Inside the Disney Vault? In your Donald Duck voice.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say in Portuguese.
Do we each go?
Yeah, sure.
Oscar hasn't tried yet.
I mean, so I'm not going to.
Okay. Oh,
man.
You can't ask us to do it without doing it yourself.
Kill me. You just say kill me every time.
What are we supposed to say?
This has been Inside the Disney Vault.
I can't do it anymore. I lost it, I think.
Yeah, that's good.
It sounds like Gollum.
Oscar? Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
What's a Creative Podcast Network?